We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. She's an art advocate, obviously, and also runs her own shop, It's Serendipity in Hammond, in downtown Hammond. She's a big advocate for the downtown area in Hammond, but also by being an art advocate, she's a strong supporter and I think still on the board for the Northwest Indiana Symphony / South Shore Arts. But she has an event coming up. She's going to tell us all about it in August. And we'd like to welcome Karen Maravilla here to Art in the Air to tell us more about what's coming up.
Hello, everyone. Aloha. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're so glad to have you back on and hearing your story. But tell us about what we have coming up and the purpose of the event you have coming up.
And did you plan, did you put this whole thing together? It's just like such a, it's such a huge amount of fun. Were you the driving force behind it?
Yes, I was. A couple things. I come from a large family and my older siblings love the Beatles. So then since I was one of the younger girls, I love the Beatles too. So I also love coordinating events and I love the arts. And yes, I do still continue to serve on the board of South Shore Arts and the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. So I'll get into that part in a moment. But it's called Second Annual Beatles Bowling Browse and Buy Pop-Up Market. So I did something similar before COVID in our downtown, but there's been a lot of changes with things going on after COVID. So I decided to host it at Stardust Bowl and Dyer, where a good friend owns that, as my sister works there as well. So if some people don't know, summer can be really challenging for small businesses. There's so many things going on that sometimes the small businesses are forgotten about for a while. So we thought that this would be a good way to bring people together and support the arts and small businesses. So it will be on Saturday, August 24th from 4 to 9 p.m. at Stardust Bowl and Dyer. And the really exciting part is that Mother Nature cannot, hopefully, ruin anything because it's going to be held indoors. I've coordinated a lot of events outdoors, and it's always so challenging because you never know what's going to happen. But it's a free event, so there's no charge for admission, and there's a lot of parking. And let me tell you, this is great for adults and kids. So whether you're a kid at heart or you want to bring your little ones out, there's a fun-filled, art-filled day the entire time. So you can, if you like to bowl, you can bowl to Penny Lane's. You know, everything's got a Beatles vibe to it. So you can bowl to the Beatles music if you want to go bowling. And then you can shop for fab finds at our pop-up market. So there'll be other local vendors, including myself. It's Just Serendipity, the Never-Ending Treasure Hunt, Stass and Salvage, South Shore Arts Gift Shop, Wrapped in Love by Granny, and Gary Price. So all the people are going to be selling Beatles items or 60s and 70s inspired things, everything that's groovy, love, peace, and great music. So that's happening. And then you can enter our costume contest. So whether you're an adult or child, you can come dressed as your favorite member of the Fab Four. Or you can do something Beatles-inspired like Rita the Lovely Meter Maid or or any type of fun thing related to the Beatles or the 60s and 70s. You can dress up.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Band.
Exactly. So that's going to be fun. We're going to have a fab backdrop, so you can take your picture for there. We'll have a Beatles coloring contest for kids. And then this is exciting. South Shore Arts is hosting this. Adults and children can participate and release the artist within and create a Beatles-inspired watercolor painting. So that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. We're also selling raffle tickets, and we have three different prizes, and you can buy them at my shop in downtown Hammond, or you can buy them the day of the event. Winner need not be present to win, but who wouldn't want to be there with all this fabulous stuff going on? And then if you don't know, I'm a pizza lover. I don't know if you guys like pizza. I love pizza. And they have their own pizza kitchen at Stardust Bowl and Dyer. And so they'll have pizza specials if you're in the event in the bar. So that way you can try it. There's regular or thin and crispy. I like thin and crispy. There's also a full bar. So children 21 and older are welcome to be out on the concourse area. That's where a lot of things will be set up. Chad Clifford of the Craw Puppies and Mega Beatles will be performing from 6 to 9 with all kinds of Beatles music. So we have other surprises not announced because we want to surprise people when they get there because it's always fun to have surprises. So it's going to be a great time. And we want to support South Shore Arts and the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra because there's, I really feel that if you want your children to grow up into something and someone that's wonderful, that the arts needs to be a part of it. And yes, they could be the next John Lennon, they could be the next Picasso, but they also might be a great librarian, or they might be a scientist. You know, exposure and enrichment from the arts makes the world a beautiful place in every way and shape, not just visually, but in your brain, in your heart, and your soul. So that's why, combination of why we want to have this event. We want to make it a fab event for all ages and for the community, especially the small businesses and the artists.
Yeah, support the arts. Yeah, Winston Churchill was criticized in World War II about keeping the theaters and art galleries open. And he said, what are we fighting for if we're not protecting that? And he meant the arts and everything. So that's very important. And really quick in this last minute here, tell us any updates on downtown Hammond.
Well, very exciting news. Holman Avenue is open. So please come on down and visit all the small businesses and organizations that are there. It's beautiful, and we'd love to see you there. And Larry, you guys, thank you so much for having me on, and we're looking forward to a fab event on August 24th.
August 24th supports the South Shore Arts and the Symphony. Chad Crifford will be there with the music and a whole bunch of things Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight and sharing the whole information about that, Karen.
Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, thank you, Karen.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.